Reading. Recently, I was fortunate enough to be able to visit several high schools in Tokyo, and while there, I encountered some surprises. The stereotype of Japanese students overseas is that they are hardworking, always respect their teachers, always wear uniforms, and always do things together. So I was not expecting to see boys in some high schools wearing earrings and with multicolored hair. Nor was I expecting to see girls with multicolored hair and wearing such extraordinarily high heels. Of course, not all the students looked like this, far from it. And in some of the schools, the students were indeed all wearing uniforms. Still, I was surprised that not all the students looked and acted the same. I observed a number of English classes, and the first thing that struck me as odd was the use of so-called assistant language teachers, or ALTs. These are often, but not always, Americans, and their job is to assist the Japanese English teacher. They provide help on issues such as the correct pronunciation of certain words, and as an Australian, I found it amusing to hear North American pronunciation being modeled as the correct pronunciations. After one class, I was talking to the students, and I asked them whether they wanted to sound like their assistant language teacher, or whether they wanted to sound like their Japanese teacher. I was very surprised when they all quickly said that they wanted to sound like their Japanese teacher. I should add that there was nothing wrong with this ALT. But the Japanese teacher in the class spoke excellent English, with an unmistakably Japanese accent. The classes I saw were very varied. I observed one class in which human cloning was discussed, and the students contributed to the discussion and had the opportunity to use English themselves. This was the class where the students said they wanted to sound like their Japanese teacher. I also observed a class where 17-year-olds were asked to read a very childish story about a dog and a rabbit. Not surprisingly, many of these students sat slumped forward with their heads on their desks and with their eyes firmly closed. And I observed several university exam preparation type classes taught by teachers whose English was excellent, but who spent most of the class explaining, in Japanese, the workings of English grammar. There was little real use of English in these classes. So what did I learn from this experience? I learned that there is significant diversity in Japanese schools. I learned that there are excellent English teachers in Japanese schools. I learned, however, that the power that the university entrance exam has over the school curriculum means that English is not often used in a real or stimulating way in the school classroom.